Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is day two of jury deliberations in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial, and jurors have had some more questions today.
WCBS's Steve Burns is at Manhattan Criminal Court. Steve, describe the atmosphere in the courtroom today.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting atmosphere. I mean, Harvey Weinstein, his defense team are kind of holed up in this room just off to the side of the courtroom. Prosecutors, the judge, you know, dozens of journalists are all just kind of waiting in there, passing time by reading books, going through paperwork, just doing busy work, waiting for the buzzer. That's the all-important sound that means the jury has something to say, and they have had quite a bit to say.
What have they asked of the judge today?
Yeah, I think it's safe to call this jury pretty meticulous and deliberate. We knew this wouldn't be a slam dunk for either side, and all these notes that we've gotten from the jury are kind of proving that. They've now sent in 5 notes in 2 days. They've asked to have the charge definitions reread to them, defining things like consent and forcible compulsion. They've asked to have testimony read back to them from one of the two women directly involved here, Miriam Haley. And two court reporters did that this morning, reading back that testimony and all of its disturbing details, where Haley said she told Weinstein she didn't want this, that she pushed him away, but that he forced oral sex on her anyway. They also asked for Weinstein's emails that relate to Haley, which would include emails where the two seem to have a friendly relationship in the years after the alleged encounter. They asked for a mountain of evidence in their second note today, testimony from Rosie Perez, who backed up Annabella Shore's claims that Weinstein raped her in the early 90s. Along with texts between Weinstein and his friend Paul Feldscher. So this jury clearly going through everything here with a fine-tooth comb, and what that means for a verdict is anyone's guess.
Steve, I'm sure that there are some veteran court watchers there who are trying to read into all this activity by the jury. Are you getting a sense of which way the jury may be leaning?
It's difficult to say right now. I mean, you could say that this jury is looking to go victim by victim here. Each of their requests has to do with one of the alleged victims in this case, going through the testimony of each one. So it's clear that, you know, this is not going to be an easy case for them. This may last at least another day, maybe several more days.
Steve, thanks for the update. We'll check in with you if we need to as the situation develops. That's Steve Burns at the courthouse, waiting for that jury verdict in the Harvey Weinstein trial.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.